Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you, and we're going to lift everybody up in prayer out there in Nevada, and let God comfort all those, the victims and the families. That was just terrible what happened there, and I have to lift all that up to the Lord and trust him on that. But we have a great show. We're going to empower you. Magical Engineer Frank and I are going to be sending you some super-duper information on the chronic cough virus that is circulating last year and this year. So we're going to talk about where that's coming from. Also, we're going to be talking about immune system foes. So, you know, coming into the winter months, you want to make sure your immune system isn't suppressed and by something you're doing. We got some other things to talk about in a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, and I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I hope you are hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face every day, because that's real important. I did bring the devotional, and today it's from Psalms 13 and Ephesians 5. goes like this. When many things seem to be going wrong, trust me. When your life feels increasingly out of control, thank me. These are supernatural responses, and they can lift you above your circumstances. If you do what comes naturally in the face of difficulties, you may fall prey to negativism. Even a few complaints can set you on a path that's a downward spiral, darkening your perspective and your mindset. With this attitude controlling you, complaints flow more and more readily from your mouth, and each one moves you steadily down the slippery spiral. The lower you go, the faster you slide. But it is still possible to apply the brakes. Cry out to me, my name. Affirm your trust in me, regardless of how you feel. Thank me for everything, though this seems unnatural, even irrational. Gradually, you will begin to ascend, recovering your lost ground. Yep, trusting and thanking me. You will experience my unfathomable peace. Amen. We got to trust the Lord because we can't do things ourselves. We have to trust in Him. And mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, here's some research. This is coming out of the University of Chicago Medical Center. They were mental confusion, you know, people with Alzheimer's, all these dementia type. They think there's something there has to be connected with the sense of smell. It's a new study. They said that they published their study in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society. They wanted to determine if a sense of smell affects memory loss illnesses. So they examined about 3,000 people. Ages 57 to 85, and they tested their ability to smell five different scents: peppermint, fish, orange, rose, and leather. About 78% of them correctly named at least four out of the five scents, and 1% were unable to identify any of them. After 5 years, they found that all of those who could not identify any of the items had all been diagnosed with dementia. About 80% who could only smell one or two had dementia as well. Interesting correlation there. Moving along in the quack report. Vitamin C, they say, can reduce cardiovascular mortality, according to this latest study out of the University of Navarra. They say your ascorbic acid has antioxidants necessary for cellular health and T cells and to fight off infections in the immune system. So they took a closer look at vitamin C to see how it could reduce cardiovascular mortality. And what they said was, since cardiovascular issues are linked to oxidative stress and vitamin C has antioxidants, they wanted to see if there's a benefit how big a role it plays, not only in cellular energy, but in protecting your heart. So initially they found a very promising inverse association with cardiovascular risk. They said vitamin C intake indicates in their plasma levels that it does provide some protection. And last but not least in the quack report, they also found researchers at Washington University School of Medicine said your gut microbes, some of them very specific ones, can actually help prevent influenza infections if you have digesting flavonoids. So when you get the superfoods like your blueberries, for instance, and black tea and red wine, they're supercharged with flavonoids that directly influence your immune system, according to the research. Their research was published in Science. If you want to check it out, just don't overdo the wine. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
All righty. Okay, we're going to be talking about the coughing virus. It's back. Oh, yeah. We talked about this last year, but it was a bugger last year and this year. Uh-huh. Well, in the fall of 2016, there was this surge across the United States that involved a hacking cough sometimes with congestion that was not resolved with prescription antibiotics. So the drugs did really nothing, and patients reported this to their doctors, who really didn't have any other options to offer except maybe cough suppressants or over-the-counter decongestants. So patients were at their wit's end after more than 4 weeks of coughing. That's more than the 21 days that doctors say, well, come on in, it's a problem. So many were actually trying to work and even run businesses while they were clearly in the midst of a respiratory illness that the doctors couldn't cure. So medical physicians don't know how to support the body's immune system with nutrition to conquer such infections. And scientific medicine has for a long time been kind of useless against viral infections, and they tell patients, you know, let the virus run its course. So smart patients know what nutritional elements to use to help shorten the duration of the illness and to help their immune system code the antibody for that pathogen, making them less vulnerable to the virus or one similar to that strain in the future. So we're going to take a look to see if we can find out more about this mystery coughing condition and how we can protect ourselves. So now, by the way, this cough, this chronic pathogen, is not just for the United States. The coughing bug started to be a problem also last fall when it swept not only across the United States from West Coast to East Coast. It seemed also to hitch a ride on holiday travelers. It spread pretty quickly. My phone was ringing with people complaining that multiple trips to the doctor and pharmacy were of no avail against this cough from hell. So this was no ordinary hacking cough. People were coughing consistently for months, and just imagine the fatigue that would cause. So it was such a problem that it caught the eye of researchers at Wales in the UK, where they were conducting research, and the antibiotic treatments, they say, were a waste of time, as thousands of British patients were plagued with the same cough. And it was reported that the Queen was not immune to the illness last holiday season, when she kind of skipped going to church or something, and she was home with a cough. All right. So no effective treatments from medicine. These scientists at Cardiff and Vale College in the UK reported that there was little doctors could do to relieve patients from this prolonged cough, except, you know, go get some rest, drink some fluids. That was their advice. They even discouraged patients in the UK from seeing their doctor because there was really nothing that could be done, and the appointment needed to go to another patient they could treat. There you go. The socialized medicine is rationed, where wait time for an appointment is kind of long. So the British pay about 20% of their income to the government for this system. And in some instances, hey, they're told to stay home. So the average income in the United States is about $50,000. And if socialized medicine becomes completed here in the U.S., that's about $10,000 a year Americans are going to pay for a similar system. So healthcare can't run on good feelings. It has to have money to operate. And obviously the British, they can't see their doctors when they want to, but they still have to pay $27.40 per day anyway. So what is this pathogen that's such a problemo? Well, there have been a lot of patients asking their doctors, what is this illness that's producing this persistent and lingering cough for so long, months? And well, scientific medicine calls this pathogen an adenovirus. It's a primate virus. Did you catch that, Frank? That's what this is. They call it an adenovirus, but it's really a primate virus. This virus is causing such discomfort, lack of sleep, abdominal soreness, and illness, which, you know, it came from monkeys. So in 2013, the University of California in San Francisco reported on a virus now infecting humans and causing cold and flu-like symptoms, along with hard-to-get-rid-of cough. So the research team said it was a new virus from monkeys that first started to surface in humans in California in 2009. There was a colony of monkeys in California scientists were working on regarding virus infection. They were cross-infecting monkeys face with viruses, and three developed this respiratory cold illness. And they were developing antibody serums and testing it on sick monkeys, which they said worked at clearing the infection in about 12 days. And they were successful at developing a virus that was able to infect primates at the UCSF Abbott Viral Diagnostic and Discovery Center. So this work somehow exposed humans to this virus. Now, you want to check out a statement. There's a statement from the lead research scientist on this study. This is Dr. Charles Chu, assistant professor of medicine. He says this. This is University of California, San Francisco. He says, this study raises more concerns about the potential of unknown viruses to spread from animals to humans. We don't understand the full extent of viruses that exist in the world and their potential to cause outbreaks in human populations. End of quote. They don't understand, but they're playing with the stuff. And, of course, let's see, Frank weighs in. What did you say, Frank? Errant monkey viruses that people get always from labs that release it into the population. Yes, obviously that seems to be the case. Well, you know, what sickens the animal kingdom is actually being transformed to sicken the human kingdom. So Dr. Chu and his team in 2008, they discovered a different adenovirus called the Simon adenovirus C. It's a monkey virus that made baboons sick, and some of them died. And at that time, some of the scientists became ill with the respiratory infection, and they found that they had developed a monkey virus which infects humans. Voila! I guess they were sad they were sick, but elated at the same time? I don't know. But so what all this means is that science is looking for new ways to create infectious pathogens in humans, and they've turned to the animal kingdom for that. So this is a study in zoonotic disease, and it's very popular. Scientists are harvesting viruses, bacteria, parasites from animals, fowl, bats, pigs, camels, primates, etc. So currently, science has selected viruses to be transmitted to humans and has included some of influenza vaccines. What do you call the bird flu? All right. So what is interesting, what is really interesting about the adenovirus, the primate virus, and this species of viruses is that they are known to replicate with little to no mutation. And why is that important? Well, with few mutations in pathogens, science says it leads itself to, quote, infection-enhancing performance. That's what their exact words. So could this be why science is using adenoviruses to create more disease for humans? I think so, because it makes it easier to replicate the virus and mix them with human genes, creating new strains of viruses for humans to become sick, with the new viruses to be manufactured into vaccines and sold to you. Here's another quote from Dr. Chu. He says, combination of distinct virus species or strains can give rise to new viruses that are more pathogenic or that infect across the species. This applies to DNA viruses as well as to RNA viruses. So we have more virulent strains. Yeah, Dr. Chu was pointing out science is making more virulent strains of human adenoviruses, and this is how they are doing it. They take a virulent strain of the primate adenovirus, and they combine it with another milder strain of a human virus. And Dr. Chu states he thinks this is how the Simon adenovirus outbreak happened in Texas. Oh, boy. So which human virus strain? Well, according to the UK scientists in the University of London and Professor John Oxford, the virus that is causing the constant cough is an adenomicrobe combined with a human strain of pneumonia, bronchitis, and gastroenteritis pathogens. So this is quite the feat for a virus to capture three, not just one, but three human viral strains without mutating. What do you think of that? Oh, they got help in the lab, for sure. So here is the real kicker on this adenovirus that's causing such an illness and all this coughing. It's capable of surviving on inside your body, even under higher than normal temperatures, because it creeps into the lower lung, hangs out there, even if other symptoms have lessened, and this is causing this long, persistent coughing. So what are patients told to do by their doctor? So you got this thing, your other symptoms have passed, but you still got this cough. Doc, what am I going to do? I can't get any sleep. I'm so tired. I got to go to work. I got to pay my bills. What do you got for me, Doc? Stay home, says Dr. John Oxford. Stay indoors because cold air stirs up the cough reflex, and wash your hands a lot. Not practical advice for people to stay home more than 4 weeks coughing their heads off. Well, here's a quote from the U.S. Center for Disease Control, May of 2017. They say outbreaks of adenovirus infection are not common in the U.S. population. However, outbreaks that have been reported usually involve respiratory illnesses and conjunctivitis, which is inflammation of the eyes. Outbreaks are more common in late winter, spring, and early summer, but can occur any time. End of quote. So patients are also put on alert by medical science stating that coughs lasting more than 21 days, hey, that could be something else. You could have, tuberculosis or lung cancer. What are you going to do when you hear that? You're going to totally freak. Your immune system takes a hit, too, when you get all nervous about stuff like that. Don't worry. Have no fear. We have herbs that will help you out. Let's talk about the old wives' tale, because a lot of folks that I talked to that had taken their physician's advice and they didn't improve, some of them say, hey, then I turned to lots of vitamin C and zinc supplements and those old wives' tales, you know, like honey and lemon, try to soothe my cough. But any relief was brief, they said. So something like this is really going to take not one or two things. It's really, if you want to evict this pathogen from your body, it's going to take more than one or two things. It's going to take a combination of things, and I'm going to show you how I do it in just a little bit. Oh, yeah, I do not present a problem and not a solution. Oh, no. No, no, we're going to help you. So how many are there? Yeah, that's a good question. Frank, guess how many adenoviruses there are. Want to take a guess? Take a stab. Any number. Just pull it out of the air if you want. 1,000. Well, you're not too far off. Not really. Since the adenovirus is easy to combine with other viral strains from other species, the CDC says they have now 50 different strains. 50. Man, can you imagine if there were 1,000? Ooh, Frank, that's scary. All right, well, let's go down some of them here, just the highlights on some of them. Adenoviruses number 3, 4, and 7. These are the acute respiratory viruses that can spread in even water, so you could find it in lakes, streams, and swimming pools that don't have a lot of chlorine in them. Now, adenovirus 14 has been around since this year, and it has infected the military with a lot of respiratory illness, so the guys and gals in the military are getting it. Adenovirus 8, 19, 37, 53, and 54 say cause an epidemic level of tera conjunctivitis, which is this acute inflammation of the cornea of your eye. And then adenovirus and centric 40 and 41, they say those cause gastroenteritis in children. Now, if you are on our newsletter list, you would get this graph that the CDC published on the adenoviruses and how it's impacting the United States. And you want to keep in mind that a lot of these cases really don't get reported properly because doctors are not diagnosing and recording the cases properly. Okay, so if you're on the newsletter list, which is free, by the way, there's no subscription fee, you would have gotten this graph and a hot link to it and more information, even a picture of what this virus looks like under the microscope. If you want to sign up for the newsletters, do so. You could just go to thepowerherbs.com, and click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for free there. The American Survival newsletter goes out on Tuesdays, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. Friday, and you can sign up for free there. But you have to have an email. A lot of times I say something about the newsletter and people think it's something we mail to them in the mail. But no, this is an email delivery. Must have an email address. All right, getting back to our topic. Here's what you should know about adenoviruses. According to the CDC, these adenoviruses are very resistant to chemical disinfectants and are often on surfaces that you touch, doorknobs, gas pumps, phones, your car keys. And some of the symptoms that people experience when they get an adenovirus are head cold, runny nose, coughing, sore throat, headache, flu-like symptoms, a digestive upset, red eyes, skin infections, a croup-like symptom, pneumonia, bronchitis, and the virus can also infect the tonsils and adenoids. Now, you're probably saying, well, is there a vaccine? Well, yes, there is. Of course there is. Oh, you're getting ahead of me now. The CDC reports that an adeno vaccine for types 4 and 7 was developed for the U.S. military in the 70s, and recruits were injected with the virus from 1999. But then a new oral version was created, and it was approved by the FDA in 2011, and the military is using that. So the U.S. Department of Defense recommends that the oral version of the vaccine for the adenovirus be given to all recruits that are entering basic training. However, enlisted do get the vaccine from ages 17 to 50 years of age. And there are some warnings that come with the adenovirus vaccine. You want to avoid if allergic to vaccine components. You want to avoid if you're pregnant or nursing, and you should not become pregnant within 6 weeks if you do get the vaccine. Avoid if you're younger than 17. Avoid chewing the vaccine tablet. Just swallow it whole, they say. Avoid the vaccine if you're sick, if you're already sick with something. Also, the virus of the vaccine is shed off in human stool up to 28 days after you're vaccinated. Isn't that great? Also, you want to avoid if you're HIV, AIDS positive, and avoid if you're taking immune suppressant drugs. So if you're an organ transplant patient or if you have lupus, you want to avoid this vaccine. Also, avoid if taking cancer treatments. Now, there are some side effects to the vaccine. The CDC reports some common effects, side effects if taking it. You can get fever, headache, upper respiratory tract infection, stuffy nose, sore throat, joint pain, abdominal pain, nausea, diarrhea, and cough. Kind of sounds like the virus itself, doesn't it? Yeah. Now, some serious side effects within a few hours of taking the oral vaccine could be blood in the urine or stool, pneumonia. Can you imagine developing pneumonia in a couple hours? That's crazy. Inflammation of stomach and intestines, allergic reaction where you have difficulty breathing, you have wheezing or hoarseness, high fever, severe stomach pain and diarrhea, paleness and weakness, fast heartbeat, dizziness, and death is rare, they say. Aha! Well, you know, what we have here is a pathogen warfare, right? But I can see by the clock we're going to take a break. But I'm going to wrap this up with a nice little bow and give it to you. I'm going to empower you with tools that I know work because they did last time I used them. And so we got tools for you, information on the other side of this break. So I want you to stay tuned. And also, we're going to be talking about some immune system foes, more information to protect your health. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
She drank and pulled up, she put the lime in the cooking, now she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, do we leave this belly ache? I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, do we leave this belly ache? Now let me get this straight, put the lime in the cooking. Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, do we
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Go Green, Herb Talk Live, Green, now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her.
And we're back here on Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about this chronic cough, this adenovirus, which really is a monkey virus, which, you know, kind of got a little help from the scientists, and is, you know, been a real bugger from if people tend to pick one of these up. Now, I personally Hey, I like to fight off pathogens with a strong immune system response. And you can't keep serious infections in check without a strong T-cell immune system response. So here are some of the tricks I use with herbs. I like to line them up, and I like to use them at the same time when I fight a natural or even a man-made pathogen, especially if it involves pulmonary systems, okay? Remember earlier I said it's not going to be just one or two things. It's going to be a combination of things that can help control and overcome this type of infection. So when, you know, people called me, you know, and said, what do I do? I'm at my wit's end. I'll take anything. I'm like, well, this is what I would do if I was you. Okay, if I was in your shoes, this is what I would do. I like to use my echinacea root because it supports the immune system to make more T-cell antibodies. Okay, that's important. I like my garlic because of the broad-spectrum antibacterial and antiviral properties. Okay, also cayenne because it moves mucus removes it from the system, and it moves blood, and all the herbs can jump on that, you know, circulation train and get through the system quickly. So cayenne's really important. Now, I like to add barberry bark because this has a natural germicide in it to fight and inhibit a lot of pulmonary infections like whooping cough and tuberculosis, for instance. So, I mean, barberry bark is the bomb. Also, I like lobelia because it removes congestion from the lungs, dilates the lungs, you can breathe easier, it's very good. I also add some taifu oil, and this has a lot of vapors in it, and this helps disinfect the respiratory airway, also shrinks any swelling in there, and it gives you a relaxed feeling so you can sleep. Also, ginseng. This gives the system stamina to help fight the infection, especially if you're already tired and you've had it a while. And then mullein is really good for gland support, and glands are part of the immune system. And I like the mullein for gland support. And also thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, thyme herb is really good to calm a cough, and you can get some rest. So big herb, they used to use it with whooping cough, still great. Astragalus root is another one. I'll put that in the mix because it offers a synergistic effect. It kind of magnifies the immune-boosting potential of the other herbs that I mentioned. So it's a combination of things. And it's just, and you know, these pathogens are not resistant to an immune system that can create an antibody tailored to that pathogen, right? And what I like about your immune system doing that is it remembers that antibody the next time you come in contact with this or something similar. So you're going to find all these herbal formulas at Apothecary Herbs. You know, just give them a call if you need help ordering, or you can just click on their lung congestion kit if you want everything together. You can order online, or you can give them a call at Apothecary Herbs and request their free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or you can call them on the international line if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. The website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because it puts the power back in your hands. You have tools, you get an education, and you get empowered. That's what it's about. So this is where your healthcare options just became endless, basically. Take advantage now. They have their stock-up special. This is huge. If you're wanting to stock up for the winter and get your immune-fighting tools, immune system-boosting and disease-fighting tools, then this is the time to save 20%. On orders of $65 or more, and it's good through the 9th, so next Monday at midnight Eastern time, or I should say 3 3 a.m. if you're on the Pacific Coast. It'll be okay for you guys there. So you can order up through the 9th of this month, October 9th. That's Columbus Day. And get stocked up and save some. And a lot of people take advantage of the stock up, the fall stock up special. We usually run one every year. People will get their broad spectrum stuff like the all-in-one and their Three Amigos pack and all this other stuff. They'll get stuff for the kids and they'll even pick up a little something for fighting. So you got some flea and tick collars for him that are natural for your dogs and cats. So check that out and save 20%. It's just an awesome sale. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. All right, we're going to shift gears and talk about your immune system foes. These are the things that are really going to suppress, weaken your immune system and make you more vulnerable to colds and flu bugs for the winter. You don't want to be sick, cold and flu. I mean, you know, the holidays get stressful enough. You just don't want to add more to that. So in the fall and winter months, we tend to focus more on immune system support. It's normal. We don't want to get sick and have a cold or flu that costs us valuable time from work or school. And in addition, we just don't want to feel terrible, okay? So having to spend money to get better is, you know, something people don't want to do. But a little prevention goes a long way as well if you want to skip some of these flu bugs. So we can minimize our risk to these seasonal pathogens that tend to circulate around. You know, frequent hand washing is great. Recognize behavior that can undermine your immune system. And when you're using supplements, use whole food supplements that strengthen immunity and support the body with all the nutrition in it. So isolated stuff is not going to. And also, a lot of people stock up on like that vitamin C we were mentioning in the first part of the show. And a lot of that sorbic acid now is from China. 98% of it is. And when you get isolated things, they don't have the other nutritional elements with it, so the body struggles a bit to utilize. Well, let's talk about your immune system that could be in trouble, because there are several indicators that can tell you if your immune system is not up to par, it's not working well. So how can you tell? Well, there are some indicators, like if you get frequent colds, if you get sick a lot. A lot of times, you know, you could be living in a house or working in an office, a place of employment that has you constantly exposed to something that's, you know, wearing your immune system out. Let's say mold, for instance. Mold spores will do it. Your immune system's constantly working. You may have a drippy nose, or you may have, you know, swollen glands. Those are kind of indicators that you're always on defensive mode, and you could be wearing out an immune system response. Also, energy. How's your energy level? A lot of people say that if their energy is low longer than a few weeks, this is a big indicator. Fatigue is an indicator. Digestion also can tell you something's up. Chronic constipation or bowel issues is an indicator there's going to be a problem, because if you can't get all these residues and pathogens and toxins out of the system quickly, they can you know, burden you on a metabolic level and make you more susceptible to infection. Also, how's the respiratory system? If you got dry nasal passages, actually all our nasal passages, our nose, it produces about a cup of mucus per day. And if it's really dry, that's an indicator. A lot of people say, well, I don't understand why I'm sick a lot. A lot of people who come down with frequent colds each year ask that question, why am I sick all the time? Family doctors can't answer that question. And how could you expect them to when most of these illnesses they see are diagnosed as viral, which means a virus is a label they put on something. They don't know what the pathogen is. It's unknown. So if doctors don't know what the disease is, how can they prevent or cure it? And if you have more than we have more than 1,500 known human viruses, and these are human, not, you know, animal-based. We got the animal-based on top of the human ones. But we have 1,500 that are known, and that's not counting, as I said, the zoonotic animal viruses. So how could any physician tell you how you've contracted it or how to cure it? They can't. Now, virologists estimate that there's 20 different viruses for each of the 50,000 vertebrates on the planet. Scientists are kind of having a field day studying about 320,000 different viruses, you know, from the zoonotic area. So this is a huge pathogen potential here for them to make new vaccines with. Now, the cost of studying just one virus is $1.2 billion, and the scientific community spends the money on this thinking it is well spent. So if there are, let's say you're an adult and you get maybe 2 to 4 colds per year, or your child gets 6 or more colds a year, this is pretty much an indicator you're sick too often. Something's got to be looked at, either an environmental check or to see what you're doing internally that your immune system is underperforming. So it's time to look at some of the causes of immune system suppression. So here we go. Immune system suppressants, if we pay attention, we can narrow them down, and we can remove these threats one at a time. So here's a list of some of the things that tend to interfere with your immune system, cause it not to work very well. If you're dehydrated, you're not consuming enough clean water, and you know, drinking soda and coffee and tea and having adult beverages, that's too dehydrating. You're not getting enough water. Also, stress actually on a cellular level just really undermines immune system. So try to get that stress in check, and try not to pack your holiday schedule full of too much, because that's stressful. Sugar. There are a lot of people that crave a lot of sugar, and sugar turns your immune system off. One candy bar, 8 hours, your immune system's not working. So be mindful of the sugar as you move through the holidays. Mold, as I mentioned, mildew exposure exhausts an immune system. It really can, and you'll be vulnerable to everything. Fat located in the abdomen area, it's called visceral fat, and this really impacts the immune system. Sleep deprivation, as well as tobacco use, too much alcohol consumption, we mentioned. Also, malnourishment. Your diet's not doesn't have enough rich vitamins and minerals. You're getting too much processed food. Also, inactivity. You're not exercising. We're made to move, and you're not doing that. And, of course, if you have a lot of food allergies, a lot of times that can stress an immune system out as well. So we got to watch what you're eating and not create that reaction. Well, let's talk about the sugar for a minute, because one of the worst saboteurs, to the immune system is this sugar. If we consume too much, our immune system, goes into like a sugar coma. One candy bar, as I mentioned, or even 3 cans of soda suppresses the immune system function for 8 whole hours. So according to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, the sugar weakens the white blood cells, which are the immune system killer T cells to fight off bacterial and viruses. So the macrophages are undermined and the immune system suffers. The fall and winter are full of holidays laden with sugar celebrations. It starts with October, and the cold and flu season kicks in then, because you've got what? Halloween. A lot of sugar, a lot of candy. And then we move through to November, which Thanksgiving, a lot of desserts and adult beverages and things there. Then December and Christmas with all this, the candy canes and whatever. Next is January with New Year's. And then don't forget February with Valentine's Day. So this is why you have a lot of cold and flu during these months, because we're loaded with sugar during these months and we're inside more. So all these holidays promote alcohol consumption, which converts to sugar and fat storage in the body. So our cold and flu season really would not be nearly as bad from October to February if we just limited sugar and alcohol. Anything that converts to sugar, you know, a lot of carbs and things. Just, you know, moderation. Well, let's talk about that metabolic fat for a minute, because in 2009, National Institutes of Health did a study And they say if we carry too much fat around the abdomen, it creates obstacles for the immune system to work, such as chronic inflammation. So visceral fat around joints and organs like your heart, liver, gallbladder, pancreas creates hormone imbalance, making us more vulnerable to bacterial and viruses. And there's lots of hormones involved in the immune system and even the brain neurotransmitters. So we can have all kinds of issues from having too much body fat. Sleep, you know, getting the right amount of sleep is real important. So when the days get shorter in the fall, we're prone to that seasonal affective disorder. So you want it, that reduced sunlight can make us more lethargic, reduce our energy, kind of make us depressed even. So you want to brighten up the space, pick up your mood. What I like to do is go to the hardware store. And I'll get those full spectrum light bulbs. They had that little blue coating on them. And this is a real inexpensive way to brighten your office or your home. And it lifts your mood. And you can do that everywhere with the light bulbs. And it's really also get great regular exercise. Get that healthy diet. Limit that caffeine and that alcohol. This all will promote better sleep. Because even though alcohol makes you a little sleepy in the beginning, it's a nervous system stimulant. And it will wake you up. And so this is why you wake up in the middle of the night and then you may have trouble sleeping. Let's look at some medications because there are some medications that also lower the immune system without you maybe even knowing it. You may be aware of some drugs which disrupt the immune system function, like antibiotics, of course, and cancer drugs. But there are like things like corticosteroids. 30 million people are on those for arthritis and inflammatory conditions. And 25 million suffer from things like asthma and allergic reactions, and these are and they're all on medications which hinder immune system response. So the drugs that suppress immune system are your heartburn, stomach, and acids, because this blocks stomach acids and immune system's ability to fight pathogens. So those proton pump inhibitors, so that you can have a spaghetti dinner, actually suppresses the immune system, according to research in the Journal of the American Medical Association, by 30 to 70%. Your statin cholesterol drugs. Swedish study says these drugs suppress immune system. And also your antidepressant medicines, your SSRI drugs. They promote an autoimmune system disease and can attack lung tissue. Then your painkillers, your acetaminophen, your Tylenol products, it damages the vital organs which remove pathogens to help the immune system. Also, air fresheners and perfumes. These are pulmonary irritants and present toxins on a constant basis, promoting pneumonia, overworking, and exhausting the immune system. So, you know, you plug in those air fresheners, you know, that may be the reason you're having, you know, problems. Also, if you're using the Febreze, we did a show on that, didn't we, Frank, on Febreze? I think we did, where Febreze doesn't eliminate odors. It just blocks your sensory nose receptors so that you don't smell the odor anymore. So olfactory nerves, it blocks your olfactory nerve. And that's why you don't smell the offending odor. It's not that it eliminated it. It just eliminated your sense to smell it. People don't get it. All right. Let's talk about mold. Mold exposure is more common than you think because anyone that has their air conditioner, air handler unit in a crawl space under your house, you can run the risk of mold or mildew buildup on the fan blades, which blow through the house. So the mold pathogens are called biotoxins, and if they're distributed through your air vents, you know, get into your home, most people, you know, they just want to cover up a musty smell. They plug in the air fresheners. But one example is, you know, if you get a water problem and you get a mold problem, and this is happening in your, you know, HVAC system, symptoms would be frequent colds, a drippy nose that never goes away, maybe throat infections or ear aches. Scientific medicine calls this chronic inflammatory response syndrome. Other symptoms that could be from a mold response are your overall sick feeling, weak, you just don't feel right. You have cognitive problems like memory, concentration problems. You may even have confusion or be disoriented at some point. How about headaches or vertigo, muscle aches, cramps, and joint pain, light sensitivity, blurred vision, or constant tearing or burning of your eyes, coughing, asthma response, sinusitis, abdominal pain, nausea, and even diarrhea. So keep in mind, it could be, you know, where you're living or working that's causing this. You just never know. Here is a quote from a Federal Facilities Council report. They did a report on implementing healthy protective features and practices in buildings, and they said, quote, our report shows 43% of buildings, commercial or residential, have some form of water damage causing mold or fungi to grow within 24 to 48 hours. And this I can say is true, you know, because I am like so not a mold fan. And so I thought my house was, you know, A-OK until I had some work done in the kitchen and they kind of removed some cabinets and countertops, and things, if they don't get sealed properly or they don't get resealed, you know, as the years go by, water can get in there. And sure enough, there's this black mold that was there, not a whole lot, but just a real nice streak right along there, where right behind the sink is right behind the sink. So World Health Organization says mold sickness is a vicious cycle. Foreign antigens stay in the body, causing the immune system to constantly fight back. And this causes inflammation and chronic illnesses and a lot of symptoms that we pretty much covered right there. Now, the solution to mold illness is, you know, get rid of the mold or relocate if you can, if you're able to do that. But you need to be proactive there. Now, food allergies was on the list. EpiPen use has skyrocketed, and there are about 15 million Americans with a lot of food allergies. That's about $5 billion a year we're spending on that in healthcare. Some experts feel that the development and promotion of vaccines has created hyperallergic responses in folks, and that may be true. And the foods that cause the most allergy responses, of course, are your nuts, shellfish, wheat, and dairy, your milk and cheese. So if food allergens are suppressing your immune system, causing you to have a lot of illnesses each year, you might want to keep a food journal, start eliminating the most common allergy foods and work from there, because usually it takes 2 weeks to get some sort of food pathogen out of the system, and then you can test by adding one back in one at a time to see, and to see if you get a response probably quickly in a day or so. So it's very common that I see more people allergic to milk than anything else. Cow's milk, very bad. So people say, well, what's immune boosting all about? Well, immune boosting isn't really making your immune system like a superhero, something abnormal and not natural. It's about elevating your immune system up to normal because it's been suppressed. So if you're looking for some tools for that, look at Apothecary Herbs at thepowerherbs.com. They have a whole section on immune boosting. And if you're not sure what you want to get, just give them a call and ask them some questions. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the address. And check out lots of information online. Call and get a free catalog. Great thing to have in your hand, a real, you know, hard copy. And you can also download the catalog, too, from the website, thepowerherbs.com. And, you know, you can actually strengthen an immune system that's been weak or dysfunctional. There's some things you can do. You're not helpless. It's not game over. You have immune system tools here that God has provided. He says herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. His promises are sure. And over and over and over again, he has proved that to me in spades. So Immune System 101, take the course. Learn, because it's gonna pay you back multiple times over. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Sign up for the newsletters as well. Free information for you each and every week that will empower you. And you can share it with family and friends and, you know, share the love. Share the love. I know, I'm out of time. God, where'd the hour go? Well, I'll be back Thursday. I will. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.